The government's move to make it mandatory for all testing of border workers to be recorded on a central register is being derided as coming a year too late. Health experts say it's astonishing it took so long for the government to act. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
The border is what's protecting the team of 5 million from the COVID-19 pandemic. And mandatory routine testing of border workers is key in ensuring the virus doesn't slip through. But it appears the mandatory message isn't hitting home.
The period of March through to now, which is the infection period, that they weren't tested during that period.
That's the head of MIQ, Brigadier Jim Bliss, revealing the security guard at the Grand Millennium, who last week tested positive for COVID-19, appears to have not been receiving regular tests. Health officials know the first security worker was tested on April the 8th. That's when his infection was picked up. But before then, who knows?
So we're still investigating that at the moment, but we are concerned that it wasn't in accordance with our 14-day testing regime.
In a policy document on its website, First Security states that it is using the national register set up by the Ministry of Health to monitor the routine mandatory testing of border workers. RNZ contacted the company to confirm this, but it didn't respond to our requests. But if that is the case, it draws into question why health officials don't know when the security guard's last test was. National's Chris Bishop has long been calling for the use of the register to be made mandatory.
You know, we had this discussion back in February around the Valentine's Day cluster and the LSG worker, and it looked like improvements were going to be made in February to that system. 2 months on, it looks like those improvements haven't come.
The government can't say for sure how many border workers there are in total. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says 12,000 of them are on the national register.
We're monitoring those 12,000 people. They are being tested. Their test results are automatically linked back into the register. We can tell when they have been tested and when they haven't.
Up until now, some testing data has been held privately by the worker's employer. But Minister Hipkins says that's set to change.
I am making the use of the register compulsory, so this will ultimately address this particular data issue, and it is predominantly a data issue rather than an issue of people being tested. But that will mean that we will then have the complete register, so we'll be able to have all of that information in a format that's easier to report.
And if private employers don't oblige, a warning from the Prime Minister.
Fines and reputational damage.
Auckland University Professor of Medicine Des Gorman thinks it's ridiculous the register isn't already mandatory.
I, like most people, would be saying I'm very, very surprised that we're having conversations about compulsory registers now. It's April 2021. I would have thought this was something we would have nailed in March 2020.
Des Gorman says the success of New Zealand's COVID strategy has caused the government and officials to become terribly complacent. Ātuiti whare parimata mō te hōtaka o te atanei. Ko Katie Scott Chiroho.